and Hunter.
Yeah!
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Woo! What's up, y'all? That sound right to you?
No.
You hillbilly. It's 8:54. Brock, the lovely Kiki. Good morning.
Letterkenny's on tonight.
Oh, that's right. Oh, boy. Well, we can watch it until the game at 8:15.
Well, wait. No, we don't have cable, so we got to wait till it. Oh, no, it comes on.
What?
It gets posted. Never mind. It gets posted tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I said, we can watch it up until the game.
Okay.
And then we're not watching it. And you can't watch any without me. You have a bad habit of doing that. Don't watch it without me. Damn it. Let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, motorcycle, boat insurance. Chris loves life insurance and showing people how it can help with their retirement planning and tax benefits. You can draw income from a life insurance policy tax-free, and he's going to tell you how. It's Chris.
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 Chris. Chris.
Good job.
That was extra today.
Was it? Did you do a little bit more? Did you pop another button on your unitard?
No, I haven't popped it back, just in case.
You just out there free vagging right now?
No. Oh, my gosh. No. You don't wear a leotard with nothing underneath it.
Oh, so
I've got undergarments.
You had all sorts of layers.
I just need to rebutton.
She is straight up just... lobster clawing it down there.
Can
you do a one button? Come here, let me try.
No, it's not strong enough. You got to do both.
Let me try. Come over here.
No,
let's get your heels out, some stirrups, and we'll get that button stamped. I just think it's so funny. You're basically wearing what Andre the Giant wore in the ring.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
He didn't know how his buttons didn't come undone.
He didn't have buttons down there. That's your big problem, is that you got buttons down there. It's not structurally sound for
a lot of rigorous activities. Well, I'm usually not rattling people.
Whatever, I see you in meetings all the time. You're always threatening people to jump off the top ropes and give them the elbow. We're going to wrestle. Anyway, let's do your dumb vocabulary. Your dumb vocabulary for today. No. Hunter's not here for you to talk to.
I know, I'm lonely.
We'll save that one for New Year's Eve. Let's do the Russian fish slap.
Oh, my gosh. What is that?
Russian fish slap.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I hope it's not sexual because it's a terrible name.
Everything out here is sexual pretty much.
The Russian fish slap.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't feel comfortable trying to make guesses for this. Can you give me an example?
Like
a hint.
You hit me with the Russian fish slap.
Russian fit. Why is it Russian?
Because Russians are crazy. I can make it the Swedish fish slap.
Is it like a bear with a fish in its mouth?
No. We go Russian bear with a fish in its mouth.
Just slaps you in the face.
No, but I like you thinking outside the box. All right, I'll just tell you.
Okay.
I'll just tell you. It's when you take a used condom.
Oh my gosh!
And you slap someone in the face with it.
Stop it.
So you
Why is it Russian?
Because the Russians are crazy. That sounds like something they would do.
Russian fish?
Fish
it's
slap.
Wet?
Yeah. It's kind of like a long fish. So you take a used condom and you slap someone in the face.
Have you ever done that?
Maybe once or twice.
I can't believe I married you.
Yeah.
Ugh. This is disappointing.
So it just makes a really
this
nice...
This is very
it's more
disappointing
of the,
news.
It's more of the sound that really is the fish slapping sound. It sounds like a wet fish hitting someone's face.
Okay. Well, maybe we should try it on you, see how it feels.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Hey, Alexa.